Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, happy Monday. This is Bree with the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Hope you had an amazing weekend. Welcome back to the grind and hustle of the week. If I sound a little congested, I probably am, so you may hear that in my voice, but we are going to power through. Just wanted to mention that. Today we have a super short episode, and I'm going to be talking very briefly about grace. I have a community question. I should probably start doing these little questions and comments that kind of pop up from time to time that I think can make for a great opportunity for us to learn and expand a little bit or just get a better sense of, you know, just what it means for us in regards to self-care. So a few days ago, maybe a week ago, I'm not sure, I had posted something to Instagram talking about just giving yourself grace. And there are a few comments, and one of the comments that stood out to me was by someone, and she said, what does giving yourself grace look like for you? I'm having trouble grasping this concept. Is it like forgiving oneself for past transgressions they've committed against themselves? So I thought that that was a good question, and I wanted to just talk about that very briefly. So, and I think this is important because grace, I think, is just so important to our lives. We already have enough outside sources, you know, telling us what we can't do, beating us up, you know, just making life harder than it needs to be, that sometimes we just need grace just to get through from minute to minute, from day to day. So grace is, let me give you an example of grace, and then I'll give you the definition. Let me give you an example. So let's say you are driving to the grocery store, and you're driving to the grocery store, you just need to pick up a can of tuna. You know, you want to make tuna tonight. I don't know why I come up with these random things, but you're driving to the store to get a can of tuna. And so, you know, you're in a rush. And you get to your favorite grocery store, or you get to Target or wherever you get your tuna from, and you see a parking spot. There's only one parking spot out of this whole parking lot. Well, there's some kind of towards the back, but you don't feel like walking. There's a perfect parking spot at the front of the store. But there's a car waiting for that spot. There's a car that you can clearly see has been waiting. They're waiting for the person to back out, and the person has just backed out, and they're about to pull in. But you see that spot when you're driving down, and you disregard the fact that person has their blinker on and they were about to pull in, and you just whip around them. You act like you don't see them. You take the spot. And you get out your car, girl, like you ain't done nothing wrong at all. You haven't offended anyone. You set your alarm on your car. You don't look at you kind of see their face. You see her face. You know you took her spot. You hope she doesn't key your car. You have to get in there and get your tuna. And so you quickly rush into Target and you start looking for what you need. And you kind of just forget about her.
Okay, so then you're walking around the store and you know that how it is when you go to Target, that one thing turns into 50 things that you end up looking at. But you finally make your way down to the aisle where they have the tuna and you grab a can and you quickly rush to the register. Well, I should have said Walmart because Walmart is good for having just one lane open, right? So you get there at the registers. There's no self-checkout, and unfortunately, there's only one line, okay? And you notice the person in front of you has like 75,000 items in her cart, and you see her face, and it's the lady that you cut off in the parking lot. You took so long to get your tuna that you were in such a rush to get that. Now she's in front of you with 50 items, right? Not only are you embarrassed because you remember that you cut her off and you knew that you shouldn't have, but you're also like, shoot, you know how it is to wait, right? When you only have one item and someone has a million items and you're just like, crap, and there's no other lines open. So you're just gonna wait. And she turns around and she looks at you. And she remembers you. She knows what you did. She knows who you are. But she turns around and she looks at you and she says the most amazing words you've ever heard in your life. And those words are, "You can go ahead in front of me." That is grace. That is a great example of grace because what she could have done was turned around and cussed you out and read you for filth for stealing her parking spot. But she didn't do that. Or she could have turned around and saw your item and just disregarded you, like, well, I was here first, and deservingly so. She was there first, and she should be allowed to go ahead and get her purchase done before yours because she got in line before you. But she turns to you, looks at you, and says, "You can go ahead in front of me." That is a huge example of grace because it's just like you've done something just so wrong to someone else, but they are still saying, "Here, go ahead in front of me. Hey, I know that you're in a rush. Just go ahead," or just whatever the case may be. They are extending grace to you, which is basically, in essence, forgetting what you've done in the past. Just 20 minutes ago, when you cut her off in the parking lot and took her spot, but for letting go of what you did to her in the past and seeing you, as you are a human person, someone worthy of compassion. She sees you have one item, doesn't make sense for you to wait. She understands that she has, a sizable purchase, and she's okay with allowing you to go ahead of her, regardless of what you've done, and letting you move on with your day without judgment, without a harsh word, without a side eye, without, anger in her voice. She wasn't like, "You can go ahead and go and get in front of me," I guess. It wasn't that at all. It was just, "You can go ahead and get in front of me." That's an example of grace. And okay, so that's an example of grace. And it's funny because this grace is it's a tricky thing because we can extend it to others as long as the morning is blue. I don't even know what I just said, but we can extend grace to people, with no hesitation, with no problem. It's not a big deal. We can do this all day until we're blue in the face. I think that's what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say. But when it comes to us, we can't do that. We can't do that. And it's tough. So the example, or excuse me, the definition of grace is, well, there's a few, but in essence, it's courteous goodwill. It's courteous goodwill. Two words, very simple, but at times very hard for us to do, especially when it comes to ourselves. Maybe you didn't grow up with an example of what grace looked like. And you just kind of carried that on with you. Maybe in your household, you know, it wasn't about grace. It was just about being perfect. And if you...
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture, but it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together, because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau sees your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Andaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
Stepped out of line, you know, in any capacity, if you didn't come home with straight A's, if you didn't... do your chores the way that your parent intended them to be done perfectly, if you didn't do the things that they expected, when they expected them, how they expected them, or maybe in your parents' relationship, they weren't showing each other grace. You know, they weren't being gentle with each other. There was lots of arguments all the time about different things, and there were never apologies. It was just about being perfect, doing things my way or the highway kind of situation in everything that you experienced. And so when you got older, you didn't really know what that looked like. You didn't know that you didn't have to do things perfectly all the time. You didn't know that when you made mistakes, it was okay to forgive yourself, because when you made mistakes, in the past, it was held over your head like a constant reminder of how you just weren't good enough, how you just weren't perfect, how you just never did the right thing, how you just didn't deserve anything ever because you made a mistake, where you were never forgiven for being human and not doing things the right way every single time. And so now as an adult, like I said, you just don't really know how to give yourself grace, because you don't really know what that looks like. Or again, you give it to other people all day until you're blue in the face, until the cows come home. But when it's time to give yourself that same goodwill or give yourself that same courtesy, it just feels wrong, or it feels strange, or like you, it's just so foreign, you know, it's just so foreign to you, to do that. And I think it's sad. Again, we're human and we're going to make mistakes. Every day you're going to make mistakes, and we need to get to a place where we can show ourselves compassion and love and respect, as hard as that may be, because how you treat yourself is how you're going to present yourself to the world. It's going to be how you show up at work, how you show up at your kids' school, how you show up for your kids, how you show up in your relationships. That's all connected. And as a mom, as a girlfriend, as a sister, as a daughter, we really need to learn how to be compassionate with ourselves. And yes, it is hard. It is so hard to show yourself grace. I don't really know why that is, especially when we can do it for other people without any hesitation. But it is. It really is. And I'm not sure why. And I'm not sitting here claiming to be like a therapist or psychologist or anything like that. But I do know that as Black women, as women of color, we should allow ourselves some grace in the everyday things that we're doing. For example, like me and this out of the blue congestion that I have here, I'm showing myself grace today by understanding actually that my podcast is late today because, number one, this congestion just kind of snuck up on me. So I wasn't feeling the hottest. And also because I'm working on a project right now and it kind of just overran my life for the last week or so. And it kind of threw everything off track. And I could beat myself up and be like, oh my gosh, you know, your podcast is going to be late. You should be releasing it at a certain time every week, et cetera, et cetera. And just kind of really just beating up on myself. But coincidentally, since I'm doing this episode on grace, it's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I am human. I am not perfect. And it is what it is. I am still releasing an episode. And, you know, this time it just happens to be late and I can't go back in time and change it. I can't go back in time and record this episode so I can release it on time. There's no way I can do that. So I have to extend myself some kindness, some goodwill, some courtesy, and just say, okay, Bree, it's fine. You weren't able to do it, and it is what it is. Let's move on. We're not going to sit and wallow, and we're just going to get it done when I can get it, or when you can get it done, or when I can get it done. Also, you know, moms being busy, you're working, you're 9 to 5, you're married, you're in a relationship, you have 2, 3, 4 kids. You know, sometimes the house is a mess. Sometimes the house is just a mess. You know, and you have laundry everywhere. The kids are scribbled on the wall for the third time. And you are just tired. Okay. You don't have energy to cook. You don't have energy to put, you know, a load of laundry in the washing machine. You're just tired. And sometimes showing grace looks like things just have to sit. You know, the 4 piles of unfolded laundry that are sitting in that basket and have been sitting in that basket for the last week, it may just need to sit for another day. Okay. It might look like ordering a pizza for the kids, a couple of pizzas, because you are too tired to cook and your husband, you know, he's tired as well. It's just, or putting, heaven forbid, something in the microwave because you are tired. That's just what grace is. It's about not beating yourself up for being human, for making mistakes. So sometimes all you can do is a simple thing. Sometimes all you can do is just something simple just to get you through that experience that you're experiencing right now. And honestly, I'm going to say that's okay. Sometimes it means you can only do one of a million things and you just go with, you know, the best choice that makes sense for you. And you're okay with letting balls drop in other areas for the time being. It's okay. It honestly is okay. So this week, I really want you to take a look at some areas. Excuse me. Take a look at some areas where you can show yourself some grace. I know you have some areas where you can show yourself grace. We all have areas where we can extend ourselves some courtesy and show ourselves some grace. And I want you to think about, you know, how that looks for you, what that feels like, what things can you do this week to be gentler with yourself, to be kinder with yourself. It could be, again, maybe not rushing to do every single thing in your house this week because you are just so exhausted. So instead, you take time to actually rest. You disregard what's going on in the living room with the piles of clothes and the floor that hasn't been mopped in a few days. And you just rest and nurture and refresh your body so that you can, you know, get up and do the things that you need to do when you're ready. It could be that you skip, you know, going to girls' night out this weekend because you really have some things that you need to put in order and you hate to skip it and it's eating you up inside, but you have to extend yourself some grace because, you know, you don't want to feel this guilt about not having the opportunity to see your girls because you have another priority that you really need to take care of. You know, it's not always easy. Giving yourself grace is not always easy. We make mistakes, like I said. So if you don't take anything else away from this podcast today, I really do hope that you realize that you're not perfect. Realize that you're worthy of forgiveness, regardless of what you've done in the past. Realize that you are worthy of rest. And you're worthy of being able to make a mistake and not let it hang over your head for like the rest of your life. And you're worthy of showing yourself compassion and love and respect and honor in the everyday tasks that you do. So that's it for this episode. I hope that you know that you are amazing, 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 just as you are. Give yourself some grace this week. Give yourself some self-compassion. And I will see you next week on the next episode of Brown Girl Self-Care. Have a great week.